You're listening to the audio production of Taming the Tongue, How the Gospel Transforms Our Talk by Jeff Robinson, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by the Gospel Coalition and is read by Joe Jeffrey. To my loving, long-suffering wife, Lisa, who has patiently listened to at least 20,000 words per day from my mouth, for the past 25 years. Thank you for being graciously frank that day I asked you if I talked too much. The Lord has used that and hundreds of other conversations between us to change me profoundly. Forward, Paul David Tripp. It has been so much fun to watch. We have felt so privileged. We have two granddaughters, and we have been with them in those early formative years as they progressed from toddler gibberish to actually being able to communicate with us in real human language. The process is wonderful, mysterious, and holy. They have no idea of the significance of what they are struggling to master. They have no idea that this godlike ability separates them from all the rest of God's creatures. They have no idea how words will form into concepts and coalesce and become a life-shaping worldview. They have no idea how words will shape every relationship in their life. They don't know that they will use words to educate, but also to shame, to love, but also to hate, to serve, but also to demand, to encourage, but also to threaten, to motivate, but also to dominate, to express humility, but also to display pride. They have no idea of the power that has been given them simply because God has entrusted to them the ability to speak. They have no idea that their words will indicate again and again how much they need to be rescued by God's grace. They just want to be able to communicate what they want or what they think they need, but have little understanding of the unique humanity and holiness of words. But there is something else my dear little granddaughters don't know. It's captured in 10 brief words at the end of Luke chapter 6, verse 45. But it may be one of the Bible's deepest, most profound, and spiritually practical statements about how human beings operate. Out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. It's one of those statements by Jesus that you could quickly read and move on to the rest of your Bible reading for that day without stopping to reflect on the importance of what those 10 words capture. Jesus is in the midst of explaining how human beings function, that is, why we choose what we choose and do what we do. He directs our understanding of human motivation back to one source, the heart. And his premier example of the inescapable influence of the heart on our functioning is our talk. You see, the significance, the unique humanity and holiness of our talk is not just that God gave us this ability, and in that way we are like him. More importantly, this ability is inextricably attached to the causal core of our personhood, the heart. Nothing more centrally defines who we are and why we do everything that the heart does. The heart controls all of our actions, reactions, and interactions, from the smallest, most inconsequential, to the biggest, most dramatic, life-shaping decisions. Words matter because they flow out of our hearts. Communication matters because what the heart is and what the heart does matters. My granddaughters are years from understanding the weighty value of words. They are far from understanding that their words are always heart-revealing. They have no understanding whatsoever that the struggle of words is not a struggle of the right vocabulary, but rather a struggle of the right heart. They are using more and more words, but they simply have no clue of the life-shaping power of the gift the Creator has given them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?